Manager's Log, Monday, April the 13th, 2020. Well, last week I talked about getting on a call with some other journalists from HuffPost. I was thinking that they were going to be talking about dealing with the anxiety as media people. How do we help people with anxiety during this COVID-19 crisis? Well, actually, there was a group of journalists. Must have been about 40 of them on a call, on a Zoom call. And the topic was anxiety as a journalist during this COVID-19. So there was kind of a helping type of situation amongst peers, which was good. It was okay. It was nice. And of course, these people are talking from metropolitan areas where they have a large staff. And every one of them was calling from home. Every one of them. No one was at an office. So all their work is being called in or done by computer. So that's one thing I noticed. Of those who you can see on the screen, like when I get on Zoom call, you can't see my screen because I have no camera. And well, Zoom doesn't work too well for us here at the radio station. But we can call in and we can hear and we can contribute. So that was that lesson. But they do talk about other things that are applicable to anybody. Stay calm. Have a routine. Get outside. Do some exercise. Air out the house. If you have some anxieties about working, if you're a person who deals with the public, like a grocery store clerk who happens to be on a call, their advice was talk with your peers, because if you feel that way, your peers also feel that way. So talk it up. Listen to one another and help one another. And that's exactly what they were doing on this call with the journalists. So they're saying read a book. It's important to have a good sleep. So set aside your cell phone and your Netflix, and before you go to bed, read a book. That gets your mind in a better state of sleep. And if you do wake up for whatever reason in the middle of the night and you can't get back to sleep, get up and read a book or do some meditation to get your mind set back into a good rhythm of sleep again. Because as I say, it's important to have good sleep. It's important to keep yourself hydrated as well. During the day, drink more H2O without anything in it. No caffeine, no sugars, no artificial flavorings. Good old water has maintained life on this planet far longer than Coca-Cola. There are some nice tips that they did share for the people. Yeah, I also listened to a Commonwealth Club radio broadcast. It's we air it on Sundays in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning. The two guests that they had on there, usually that it's recorded live in an auditorium where there's a whole crowd of people, I don't know, 80 people or so. And then on stage, they have the host and the guests. Well, this one, they did by phone. Both of the guests were there at home doing the interview, and I'm thinking, wow, that's something. That's the first time I heard them do that. And I thought, wow, you know, that's the way we should be doing these things. And in COVID-19, if we want to keep a safe distance, and it's good for the media people because, well, there's only so many of us. So more and more people who are doing radio, producing programs, are doing it from home. And if you got the technology, you can do it by telephone. And that's something that we're trying to add. It's on the agenda. It's misworded on the agenda. It is a device that will allow us to add more phone lines to live call-in programs. It's worded on the agenda as adding phone calls to general meetings and council meetings. No. It will not be able to do that. Only our phone line here in the radio station, adding more callers at one time. You do a conference call type of a thing, or you can have people on hold, just like Native America calling. Right now, we only have one line to do that. We We need the technology to add more lines, and that is what is on the agenda, to get that technology to allow us to add more lines to our phone calls so we can do in this COVID-19. We can do interviews with individual people in individual departments and offices locally and far away all at one time. That's the turn of events, and that's what's happening. We'll find out on this upcoming agenda whether or not that purchase gets approved. So thanks for listening. Thanks for using KIDE, and stay healthy.